The first lawsuit we barely felt. It was like a gnat bite. Didn't break the skin. Then the Microsoft suit came as kind of a slap in the face. But then at that point, we still had careers to be ruined. When we got subpoenaed by Melville, we were taken aback. The man was dead, and his work was public domain. But these were mere technicalities in the face of an accomplished litigator. Well, we told them to fuck off, since our website had already been taken down, our property was gone, we'd each been ditched, divorced, or spurned. The first lawsuit we barely felt. It was like a gnat bite. Didn't break the skin. Then the Microsoft suit came as kind of a slap in the face. But then at that point, we still had careers to be ruined. When we got subpoenaed by Melville, we were taken aback. The man was dead, and his work was public domain. But these were mere technicalities in the face of an accomplished litigator. Well, we told them to fuck off, since our website had already been taken down, our property was gone, we'd each been ditched, divorced, or spurned, and we were sure they wouldn't be able to find us where we were all hiding in a cave near Kandahar. Of course, we hadn't counted on Allah declaring a class-action lawsuit against the surviving members of the literary rock band, formerly known as Unknown. So replete with bristling testimonials, exhibit A's, filibusters, heart attacks on the witness stand, claims, fees, and funds that we just decided to chuck it. We skipped our court date and descended to hell. Of course, once we had passed beyond the fire of the damned into the underworld, we were extremely vulnerable to all kinds of lawsuits from people who were dead, mythical beasts, and even Dante himself for our infringing upon his trademarked afterlife. They've ruined our lives and fucked our bones, but they can't take away our unknown.